Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? He said, in reply, You shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus replied to him, You have answered correctly, do this and you will live. But because the scholar wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw the victim, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw the victim, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came down upon the victim, was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these 3, in opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? The scholar answered, The one who treated him with mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Recently I read the book, give me some new idea. The author says, Who is my neighbor? Of course, the one next to me. But he said, Your real neighbor is yourself. He said, If you don't care of yourself, how can you care about others? If you don't pray, how can you ask other people to pray? So first, we have to be attentive to our own self. Second, he said, our real neighbor in ourselves is Jesus. It's so true. If we keep his word, we keep the presence of Jesus in us. And that's how we can love with this simplicity, encounter with people. If ourselves do not have this kind of relationship with the Lord, how can we just to tell people to go to the church and our heart is far from God? Of course, the author doesn't mean that we don't have to take care of our neighbor, the people we meet. But it's important, first of all, look after ourselves. Let us ask Jesus to give us this strength. Always attentive in the light that is given us in ourselves, and also open ourselves, always have a space for Jesus with us.